In recent years, there have been several high-profile incidents in Philadelphia of people leaving their homes and returning to find them occupied by others that they don't know. When the strangers claim they have a right to be there, the legal battle that ensues can take months or even years, during which the homeowners are forced to find another place to stay. Stories like this prompt shock and outrage, and for the past 9 months, Philadelphia City Councilman David O. has been warning of an increasing number of squatters and criminal trespassers plaguing the city's homeowners. Today, a bill he's been promoting since September finally passed out of committee, but opponents argue it endangers renters and gives false hope to property owners. Jake Blumgard of WHYY's Plan Philly reports.
Mary Jo Potts has been a realtor in Philadelphia for 30 years, with an emphasis on the sale of vacant properties. In the past 2 years, she says there have been a rash of incidents where people break into empty buildings and set up homes there.
Walk up to the property one day, and there's somebody in there. They have a fake lease, so we can't do anything about it. The people who rightfully own these houses do not have any rights.
Actually, homeowners do have recourse, but they sometimes have to fight in court for months to kick out trespassers. Councilman O says his bill will prompt the police and the courts to get them help faster. Opponents say they support the intent of O's legislation, but that the bill is sloppily written and would allow unscrupulous landlords to avoid the standard eviction process. Councilwoman Sherelle Parker is leading the charge against O's bill, arguing that the way he defines squatters is broad to the point of meaninglessness.
I'm really concerned that the definition of criminal and defiant trespasser could lead to innocent victims.
Phil Lord of the Tenants Union said the bill would do little to help those dealing with squatters. He also questioned whether City Council had the legal authority to tell the courts and the police department how to conduct their internal procedures.
I'm going to be brief because I don't see how this legislation helps anybody. Because all it really does is say, okay, the police have to be do what the police do, which they do anyway. The courts have to go forward and provide better procedures. They're working on that already, and we can't tell them what to do about that, so that's not very constructive.
But Councilman O stood his ground, insisting that he was simply promoting law and order.
The issue that this bill presents is simply this: get in front of the proper judge faster.
The bill passed out of committee, but its fate before the full council and with Mayor Kenney is unclear. In the meantime, a new task force has been formed to find non-legislative solutions. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.